And devotions is Sunday evening. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, tonight we are at Psalm 114. Psalm 114. I'm sorry it's been inconsistent lately. I needed to kind of get some stuff together with life, and so I'm working on how to get this more consistent with you. So hopefully this week we'll be back on track. So why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your Word. We thank you for what a good and gracious, wonderful God you are, that you are powerful and strong. Lord, please, let us have hearts to believe what you would teach us here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Short one tonight, Psalm 114. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from the people of a strange land, Judah became his sanctuary, and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back. O mountains, that you skipped like rams. O little hills, like lambs. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. We need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this in? C, what are we called to do in response to these words? So A, what is this about? Well, this is a historical psalm. Right, this is a psalm in which the psalmist is calling out to the Jordan River and to the Red Sea and to Mount Sinai, and he's talking as if these things were alive, remembering the Exodus, remembering that God took his sanctuary in the midst of his people. And he calls out to the Jordan River. Do you remember when they crossed over the Jordan River that Joshua told the people as soon as they that they were to walk across it, and as soon as they put their first step in the Jordan River, the water stopped. And when Moses stood there at the edge of the Red Sea, holding up his staff, what happened? That the Red Sea split. A strong wind blew and the Red Sea split. One wall on one side and one wall on the other side. And then when they were at Mount Sinai and they were at the base and the cloud came upon it, and there was thunder and there was lightning and there was a crashing sound, and it was as if the ground was shaking. The psalmist remembers this, and he says to them, oh, the sea, it fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What ails you, O sea, that you fled? O Jordan, that you turned back? O mountains, that you skipped like rams, O little hills like lambs? Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Good.
Were you listening to all this?
Yes.
Yes? What do you think that this is talking about?
I was listening to the last part.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. So you listened to the last part. So let me ask you, if when God split the Red Sea, do you think that it showed that he was powerful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about, do you remember at Mount Sinai? Do you remember when there was a cloud that came upon the mountain? And do you remember how it shook the ground and there was lightning and thunder?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think that would teach people about God?
It would teach people that God's almighty.
That God is almighty. That's right. That's right. What do you think? I think in my Bible, I would underline verses 7 and 8. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, who turned the rock into a pool of water and flint into a fountain of waters. What do you think we're called to do in this because of this?
To praise God.
To praise God? Maybe to fear him?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, well, let's see, the Bible says, though, the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that we should, like, be afraid of God?
No.
So what do you think it means by fearing him? Tremble, O earth. What do you think that's meaning?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it means we can reverence him?
Mm-hmm.
We can esteem him? We can magnify his name. We can think that he is great, and we can stand in awe of him. That's right. That's right. Do you stand in awe of God? Do you reverence him? Do you see him as holy? Do you see him as the one who split the Red Sea? Do you see him as the one who brought the water out of the rock? Do you see that that was Jesus Christ? That's what the New Testament tells us. Do you see that God has done even something more miraculous than that? That he himself, he became man. Mm-hmm. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Very cool. You ready to pray? Let's praise him. God, we do praise you, for you are awesome and magnificent, wonderful and good in all your being and deeds. Lord, we pray that we would tremble before you, for you are a merciful God, full of wonder and might. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, may God bless you tonight. May he give you and you a good night's sleep, and we'll see you tomorrow. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. See you guys tomorrow.